Purim, Sunday the 16th of March, Rabbi Yehoshua Hartman, Purim, the Koach of Tefillah.
Thank you.
The Koach of Tefillah.
Okay, Rabbi Yehoshua, a Freilich of Purim. I was planning to say one thing, but I'm going to speak about the Koach of Tefillah in another way, because first of all, I said this here already once somewhere, and I see there's familiar faces here. Let's start. Purim is about tefillah. That's a fact. How do we know? Bring me a raya. Purim, the Maharal says there was no other moed that was so facilitated through davening like Purim. So where do you see that Purim is tefillah? Lechnas yodim, okay, it says they davened. But I'll read you the lesson. The lesson of the Maharal is ki anes b'mei haman haya b'shvil she'ashem yisboach shom ha'tefillah san. ועל זה סובב כל המזמור של הילס השחר, שיסדו דוד הגאולה הזויס. ולא היה גאולה שהגיעו ישראל לצורו וזעקו על השם יזבורך, כמו התפילה, כמו זויס. כי אין גאולה שנעשית על ידי תפילה כמו זויס. There isn't any other גאולה that was done through תפילה like this one. דברי הצומס וזעק עשם. ולכך, that was, and the Maharal says it over and over again. Why is that so? What's so davening about Purim? Oh, what's so Purim-dick about davening? Oh, boys, I'll tell you a bit more. There's a Rambam in the middle of nowhere. Mamish in the middle of nowhere. What does it mean, the middle of nowhere? The Rambam in the Yad HaChazakah, and it's the middle of nowhere. What does it mean, Abba Yisai? The Rambam says, you know how he starts the Yad HaChazakah? He has Agdoma. After the Agdoma, what does he have? Okay, not everybody at once, lat lat. What does he have? Minyan HaMitzvahs. After the Minyan HaMitzvahs, what does he have? Dividing the mitzvahs according to the Sram. And then he has something little, and then he starts Sefer Mada. You know what he says over there in those eight lines? I'll read the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says, after he counted the 630 mitzvahs, he says, these are the mitzvahs from the Torah. There are rabbinical ones, but they're not equal to Torah, so it's not Bal Tosif. For example, Kriyas HaMegillah. And says the Rambam, not because it's Doraisa, but for other reasons. To remember the praises of Hashem and the redemptions they have done for us. And he was close to our davening. כמי גוי גדול אשר לא הולכים קרובים אליו, כאשר מלוקנו בכל קוראים אליו. You hear the Rambam? The Megillah was, the Takana was made, how would you say in English the Takana was made?
Decreed.
It was decreed? To let subsequent generations know that davening works. That's what he says. A Rambam. So the Goyin says that, the Maharal says that they're mystical, they're mysticism, you know, that's Kabbalah. The Rambam was a rationalist, no? And the Rambam says over there, "Kedei lodia l'doira saboim she'emes ma shiftachtanu b'teira kimi go gadol asher lo l'kim kovim elav kasher elokein b'chol koreinu elav." Rambam. The Brisk Rav said on that Rambam, it's mipi Hashmua, that when we say Shoshan Yaakov lohodia shekol kovecha lo yivosh v'lo yikol mo lanetzach, that's not what the Rambam means. Lohodia to the subsequent generations that davening works. Shekol kovecha. Those who are davening to Hashem, it's going to work. So davening is the main theme of Purim. Why is that so? So we had one Mahalach that we spoke about once a week ago, and I see there's familiar faces here. So even though the whole word of Purim is Hadol Kiblo B'meach HaShverosh, Chazara, but let's do something maybe today, a new angle. What is so davening about Purim? That it's, there's no other Yom Tov. The Goyin says, he quotes the Gemara on Mordechai, Ben Yair, Ben Shim'i, Ben Kish. Says the Gemara, it doesn't mean his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. It's all about davening. Ben Yair, She'ir, Inem, She'israel, B'tfilosai. I'll read the lesson of the Gemara. And Megillah Daf Yudbeis Amud Beis. Ben Shim'i, Ben Sheshama Kel Tfilosai. Ben Kish, She'ikish al Sheri Rachamim, V'niftechu lo. Davening, davening, davening. It's all about davening. What does that mean? Knoises kol ha'yudim. Lech knoises kol ha'yudim. Good tzushtel. What? But listen, it says we davened also by Gula Mitzrayim. Vayizakul Hashem, Vatal Shavasam El Hashem, davening was mentioned also in other places. But by Purim, that's what it's all about. How davening is an unbelievable koyach. How do we understand that? And the Maharal says in one place that the only way to overcome Amalek is through davening. It starts with Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was davening. V'kasher yagbi Moshe az yodoi, v'govar Amalek, v'govar Yisrael, right? Govar yodoi. And says the uncle was there. Yerim yodoi means with davening. What's going on here? If anybody wants to say something, even though it's the Torah way, but don't worry, Purim, we can do a shtickle na'apachu, and then the Olam can talk. Right? And for a change, they'll be awake. Haha, that's good. Ben Apechu. I'm sorry? Yes, so how does, what does that show? He came from Binyamin. But it's all, we're speaking about Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish. And the Goyen says over there, the Goyen and the Megillah says on that Gemara, V'ini ha-Gemara zot pliya nizgova. Well, what does these dashes mean? Venira says the Goyen, Bibnei Shiva Odom yesh arba'a chushim. There's four senses in the Adam. Re'iya, Shmiya, Reach, Dibur. Hashlosha hu b'limud Torah. Three out of these four are applicable to limud Torah as well. Re'iya hu liros Torah shebiksav. Shmiya lishma Torah shebalpe. Dibur lelamed la'acherim. Aval Reach eino tzarich klal l'Torah. Right? You don't need Reach for Torah. Even though you could say, I don't like the smell of this svara. But usually you don't need reach for that. Elo hu b'chinas tefila, yisher reach nuchach l'Hashem. Umordechai, his essence is reach, kumo shenemar psalmim roish, umetargim el moridachi, the Gemara in Chulin, shu b'chinas tefila, meaning Mordechai is named after tefila because he's named after reach, and that's tefila. Ulekachom, so also the other three are here doing, are involved with tefila. Yoir, sheiri neem, sheisroel, shuria. Shimi, sheshamal tefilosa, shu shmiya. Kish, sheikishu hadibul. So meaning, since Mordechai is an Indian of Reach, and that's only by Tefillah, not by Torah, so the other three, which means Re'iya, Shmiya, and Dibur, which are applicable to Torah as well, but by Mordechai we're going to dash in it that has to do with Tefillah also, because he's Reach, which only you have by Tefillah. What?
It's with
Binyamin
as well,
Ishimini,
because Binyamin's chelik was
Mamash Tachim
where the
Ikavoida was. Where the Beis HaMikdash is, which is the Makom HaVoida. Very, very nogea. Very, very good, very good. It's my insurance agent, so I have to say it's good. I want to get a good price, you know what I mean? Okay, Rabbi Say. So today, I thought about something new today, which I would like to share with the Olam. Why Purim shows something about Tefillah that other Yom Tovs did not show yet? What's that Makuda? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Megillah, the Rambam says that how can we do Tesvav, it should be Mukofi Mimei Yeshua Benun. So says the Rambam, why is Mukofi Mimei Yeshua Benun? She is Zikoron Eretz Yisrael Benese. That's also the Rambam. Why do we go all the way back to the days of Yeshua Benun? She is Zikoron Eretz Yisrael Benese. What?
The
Tefillah what? Against Yerichai. And Yeshua went, okay. And Reach. Yerichai has the din of Reach. Okay. It's Gewaldik. So what does it mean she has the Koran Eretz Yisrael Benese? Adarabba, Purim is the one thing that did not happen in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the Quran says one of the reasons why we say Hallel on Purim, one of them is because it was Nes B'chutz Eretz. So yes, the Koran Eretz Yisrael Benese. Why? Why should there be a Zikon Eretz Yisrael Benese? No, but that's Kadesh Lo Kadesh Achlok Kovad Eretz Yisrael. That's a different. That's not what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam does mention those words, but that's another Nakuda. Okay, so let's go to this Nakuda. Zikon Eretz Yisrael Benese. Let's just see what's going on here. So, if I said, let's go into it. Okay. We don't have any bakasha on Tchiyas HaMesim. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we'll be Mechai HaMesim. But it's not a bakasha. Is there a bakasha in davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we lost our dear ones, please have Tchiyas HaMesim so I can meet them again? There's no such bakasha. Rav Moshe Shapiro once told me that his last conversation that he had with Rav Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal was on this point. How come there's no bakasha for Tchias HaMesim? Isn't it a need? Someone lost? The Shiva Koibim? Doesn't he want to see the Korob as soon as possible? For sure. How come there's no bakasha for Tchias HaMesim? It's a shvach. The Neman Ata Lachias HaMesim. Yeah. The Hebrews said, one day you're going to do it. But we don't say, could you please do it? Listen, Mashiach we ask for now. Okay. We have Mashiach now. Mashiach now we can ask. Because there's a process. Okay, you can say that. You can say that. Maybe also Mashiach now has to do with the people that there's no problem with Tchias HaMesim. They're all alive anyway. Okay, I don't want to get into any Purim. It's all in the spirit of Purim, obviously. All in the spirit of Purim. So let's go into this aside. What is the message really of Purim? You read a Megillah. What do you take home with you? What does Purim mean for you? Interesting thing. We read the Megillah, we heard it twice already. What is the message of the Megillah? The truth is, there's 14 answers in the Gemara for this question. Do you know the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, the Yud Aleph, brings down 14 different psichas for the Megillah. Each Amara opened the Megillah from a different angle. You know why? Each one's saying, what do I see in the Megillah? What's the main point that I see? And there's 14 different answers. One says that you see that whatever the Rosh is, the Tzaddik comes instead. Rav Matna says you see the Koyach of Tefillah. And each one took a different angle. Adarav will explain why. What do you take home from the Megillah? How come you don't have 14 psichas to Pesach? What do you take home from Pesach? So Megillah, as we all know, I'll bring it out just through Halacha, is one of the answers of the Gemara why you don't say Hallel. Is because Kriyosa Zuhi Lula. And that's the answer that the Rambam brings. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah Perek Gimel, when he lists the days of the Hallel, says, you know how come on Purim we don't say Hallel? Kriyosa Zuhi Hilula. The Kriya of the Megillah is the Hallel. And the Rambam says, that's only, the Gemara brought two other reasons. The Gemara said, or because it was done in Chutzaretz, or because Akati Avde Achashverosh Anan. We're still servants, so it wasn't a full redemption. But this answer the Rambam brings is Kriyas Zeilula. What's the main difference between answer 1 and 3? Again, 1 is it was done in Chutz Aretz, 3 is Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan, and B, the answer was that Kriyas Zeilula. What's the difference between 2 and 1 and 3?
One is we're saying, the main bit one says we're actually doing something.
1 and 3 says there's no Chiyuv Halal. There is no Chiyuv Halal. Why? Because it was done in Chutz Aretz. Why? Because the Kati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. There is no Chiyuv of Halal. Answer 2 says there is a Chiyuv of Halal. But we fulfill it through the Megillah. What will be if someone is stuck, and it happened to an American Jewish soldier in 1991 in the Gulf War, he was stuck in Saudi Arabia without a Megillah. Ma'aseh Shoya. He did not have a Megillah. In Saudi Arabia you have a lot of things, but no Megillahs. There's petrol, dust, yens, whatever you want. Megillah N. He was stuck on that day on Purim. If you remember those who went out to Israel, the war was over in Purim. It was unbelievable. Somehow they knew the war's over. And he was found himself in Saudi Arabia without a Megillah. So if he passed like the second answer, what should he do? He should say hello. The Miri says so on the spot. The Shai Chuba brings him down. That since you don't have a Megillah, back to hello. This question reached Rabbi Yoshiv. On the day he called up, whatever. I don't know if there was emails. Was there emails in 1991? No, what Mr. Manat. Okay, but phones there were. And he called up, and Rabbi Yoshiv said, we do not paskin like the Miri. Even if you hold like the second Teretz, we don't paskin like the Miri. And Lamai said he told that American soldier not to do anything. Not a Megillah because he doesn't have one, and not Hal either. Why don't we paskin like the Miri? It's so logical what the Miri is saying. There is a Chiyuv Halal according to the second answer. Elamai, instead of it, you say a Megillah. no Megillah, back to Hallel. It's Pasha. What? But the Gemara says Kriya says Ilula. So if there's no Kriya, why don't you go back to Hallel? So Bitzel Kudnes Atzal explains in the Pachad Yitzchak Zeir Geshmak. The other Rishonim learned the Gemara Kriya says Ilula differently than the Meiri. The Meiri learned it, the Kriya is instead of the Hallel. Consequently, if there's no Kriya, back to Hallel. Makes sense. The other Rishonim learned, Kriyasa Zuhi Ilula, this is the only way a Hallel could be said on Purim. The only Hallel of Purim is a Megillah. Why? So explain to Rav Hutner, what's unique about the Nes of Purim? It's the only miracle, it happened, Nes Nister, it was all a Piteva. Right? It was all a Piteva. Nachon? And what's unique about the Megillah? No name of Hashem. No name of Hashem. It's known when Seferim practice how to become Seferim. They always start with the Megillah. You know what? No name of Hashem. Made a mistake. You fix it on the spot. Sefer Torah, you got to go back sometimes back to the beginning of the Talmud. Right? On a hidden miracle, you have a hidden Hallel. On an open miracle, you have an open Hallel. So when there's open miracles, you say the regular Hallel. What do you say in the regular Hallel? Hayam ra'av ayanais, hayav denisov la'achar. Big miracles. But when it's a hidden miracle, you're going to say Hayam ra'av ayanais. It's not a shidduch. On a hidden miracle, to say Hallel, it doesn't fit. It's not compatible. Hidden miracle, hidden Hallel. Open miracle, open Hallel. Meaning the lumdus is, if a person doesn't have a Megillah on Purim, he's not only an onus on the Megillah, he's onus on the Hallel, because there's no other Hallel but Megillah. Now, if you look carefully in the words of the Gemara, what does that sound more, like the Meiri's understanding, or the other Rishonim's understanding? Kriyasa zuhi hilula. That is the Hallel. According to the Meiri, what should the Gemara said? Kriyasa bimkom halalu. It should say bimkom. Zuhi hilula. This is the only way how to do it. Meaning, what did Purim teach us? Let's take one thing we take from Purim. And it's all, one of the 14 things mentioned in the Kabbalah. That even though we witness events which are not on the New York Times, which are not on page one, it's all a Kodesh Baruch Hu. On the day-to-day things, on Pasha things happening, it's all the fingerprints of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You missed a bus, a Kodesh Baruch Hu sending you a message. You cross the street and something happens, a Kodesh Baruch Hu sending you a message. On day to day, now, to what extent do you go, I don't know. But to understand that on regular day-to-day events, on the normal way of living, it's all done by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like the Ramban says at the end of Parshas Boy, a person knows to acknowledge hanisim and historim, that it's all ness, and there's no teva. Mikre is really letters, rak me'ashem. Everything's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Purim taught us this yesod. There's no name of Hashem. An atheist could have said, you know what happened in Purim? No, nothing special. There was a vicious anti-Semite called Haman of Russia. And the Jews got there was a queen who was in the corridors of power. That's how it's called. And she took care of it. Very, very simple. But Purim taught Knesset Yisrael, even though it's behind the scenes, and it's a very subtle way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, bidiyuk like he was in Dor HaMidbar. Dor HaMidbar, you saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kriyas Yam Suf, the 10 plagues, the man. You saw? He's exactly involved today also, bidiyuk the same level, just behind the scenes. That's what Purim taught us. The word, the hero of Purim is called Esther, and the Gemara says, what does Esther come from? Anochi Aster Astir Ponai. I checked this out in 15 languages. Not the other languages. I just didn't have a chance to check it out more than 15. The word mystery appears in 15 languages that I know. And the word mystery comes from the word seter. It's our word. It's seter. Mystery means seser. Well, seser is only shach b'ayir. Like where everything's goli. There's no goli. Right? I want to show you a nafkamina lemaisa that as a result of this message of Purim, we have a nafkamina la'alocha day in, day out. Okay. What? So what should we do?
He does phones.
That's his business.
We'll call it back. We'll call it back.
You should order a new one.
We'll call it back in a second.
What?
One second.
Okay. I'm sorry? What does history come from where? I don't know. Seter? Is the word Seter in history? Haster. Okay, that I don't know already. Haster is not part of the Shorash. Seter. Maybe.
Spanish by Hasta la Vista.
Only said that while we're waiting.
That wasn't your mind, though.
No.
Okay. Okay, Aubrey, so we'll go on. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll learn my lesson. Okay. There's an afkamil alachaf based on all this, Aubrey say. The Gemara says that when Anshek, why are they called the great assembly people? Because they brought the crown back to the king. There were two attributes that were removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Anshek Nesagdola brought back. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu called HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKel, HaGodol, HaGibol, VaHaNoira. Came Yirmiyahu, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, came Yirmiyahu and said, you saw the Golus, Nochim Mishtabdim Bebanav, Ayei Gvor Oisav. Where's his Gvorah? I'm not saying Gibor anymore. So I just want to point out, it's a painful point, but Adrabban Purim, it's good to mention it. When someone asks, where was the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Holocaust? It's a Meir de Kakasha. But next time you hear this question, just tell him, the Gemara asks it. It's a Gemara. It's not a new question. The Gemara in Yuma, 69b, on the bottom of the page, asks it. That Yirmiyahu said, when he saw the tzaras of Am Yisrael throughout the Chubon of Bayis Rishon, where's the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ayei Gvor Oisav. He didn't call him Gibor. That's what Gemara says. Daniel saw Nochim Mekarkerim Be'echoloi. Ayei Noroisav. Where is he also? Look, they're bouncing around in space of English. Where is he? He didn't say neither. They didn't have our Shmon Esrei. They had a different kind of Shmon Esrei. But they omitted a different kind of Tefillah. They omitted the titles of Gibor and Neira. The Gemara says so. Ad Shebao Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. Come on, leave the phone alone. Achabau Anshek Nesagdel, and what did they say? Adarabba. Henen Gvoisav, Henen Noirasav. I'm going to focus on the Noir one. How can we, and that's like when we dive in Mincha, now we said, Akela God la Gibavan Noir. What's the Noir one? Where do you say Akadosh Baruch Hu is awesome? Because otherwise, how could one nation exist among 70 other nations? That's what it says. What's the mean? The Gemara is saying a Gevaldik important, Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara is saying, then one place in Chazal we're compared to one sheep surrounded by 70 wolves. I would add 70 hungry wolves. How, al pi derech hateva, for how long could this sheep live? One sheep surrounded by 70 hungry wolves. How many seconds does she have to live? Two? 2 seconds. Al pi derech hateva, we should live 2 seconds. How come the goyim don't get up and kill us? That's what we're saying. What's stopping them? Because they like us? They like us. What's stopping them? Says the Gemara, they're afraid. Deep down, they're afraid. They're afraid of what? They know deep down that we're the people of Hashem. They'll do a pogrom here, a pogrom there, and get away with murder, literally. But they have an open policy, let's kill every single Jew? That won't do it. There's only one kind of guy that will do that. Who's the name of that guy? Amalek. Why does he do it? Because it says, V'lo yareh Elokim. He's not afraid of God. That's what the Torah says about him. The Gemara Masechet Megillah, David Gimel, brings down a conversation that took place between Haman and Achashverosh. That when Haman offered Achashverosh the first time, I want to kill all the Jews, you know what Achashverosh replied? I'm afraid of their God. And Haman said, nah, don't be afraid. Yes, no, whatever, yes, no, mitzvahs. How come the Gemara is quoting a conversation between two non-Jews? You know, to make it into the Gemara, you got to be very special. How come they're quoting a conversation between the Achashverosh and Haman? To let you know this concept, that the difference between the Persian Goy and the Amaleki Goy. The Persian Goy says, I'm afraid of their God. The Amaleki Goy says, I'm not afraid. So how come not every Monday and Thursday there was a declaration in the Tsar's government, let's kill all the Jews, because they are afraid. But Amalek's not afraid. So how come Amalek did it only twice in history? Haman and Hitler. Yimach Shemam v'zichom. How come they didn't do it every Sheni v'chamishi? Because Amalek's a small nation. They don't have the power. But whenever they had the opportunity to kill all the Jews, they did it. And they had it three times. When we came out of Mitzrayim was an opportunity. And then in the days of Haman, and then the days of Hitler. I don't have to check out of Hitler who his parents were. I have no suffix Amalek. Because the Gemara says, a regular girl would never dare say, I'm going to kill all the Jews. He's afraid. He's afraid of whom? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is he afraid? Because deep down they know that they're the people of God. So I'm not going to kill, and I'm not going to start a war with God. That's what a regular guy thinks. And we may, if someone doesn't think that way, by definition, he's a Amalek. It's bullshit. Of course, I'll tell you a story. Once I was in a taxi in New York, and the taxi driver asked me, are you a rabbi? I don't know. Kitzer. He says, can I ask you a question? I said, yes. Please forgive me if it's provocative. Okay, go ahead. What would you say about a boy that tells his siblings that Abba, Daddy, likes me the most? What do you think the other siblings are going to treat? How will the other siblings feel towards him? How will they feel? They won't like him. Look what happened to Yosef and his brothers. Right? You Jews go around and say you're the chosen people. So what do you think? I'm not a Jew. So what should I feel? So of course, we don't like you. Saying that anti-Semitism really weren't to blame for it. Because we go and say we're the chosen people, we're the chosen people. So of course, they hate us. What would you answer him? And remember, you want to reach your destination. What would you answer him?
Join us.
But you're saying, I'm the chosen one. It's me. Not you. Me. It's a good question. I answered him a teretz, which is not the real teretz. I answered like a lawyer. By definition, doesn't mean it's emes, right? Okay, I'm asking mechila from any lawyer here, right? And it's from mechila v'kapara. I told him, every religion says they're the chosen one. Christianity says they're the chosen one. Islam says they're the chosen one. We say we're the chosen one. So why does everybody get angry with us when we say it? He says, that's a very good point. He says, I'm a Catholic. We also say it. You're right. And he was happy with that answer. But between me and you, Svishin Nunes like to say, it's not the real answer. Because when we say it, it's MS. When they say it, it's not MS. We know that. So the fact that we say, doesn't that bring about that they hate us? It's a question that you should think about. But how come I bring this whole story? The reason that we say Noira in our davening is because otherwise, how come the goyim in England don't get up and kill us? Nah, in England, they're politically correct. How come the goyim in America don't kill the American Yidden? It's impossible, because half of Capitol Hill they're going to have to kill. Do you know in Germany that's how it was in the 20s? I'm an American. The Grimes don't kill us because they like us? Shtiyat! It's because of Noira. Says the Maharsha in Maseches Yuma, you know when Anshek Nisagdila got the brainstorm to say Noira? That in a hidden way you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was awesome? After Purim, that's what the Maharsha says there. Meaning, Purim taught us to be sensitive to notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fingerprints in a quiet, subtle way. Quiet. How come they don't kill us? They're afraid. So that's Noira. Rabbi, so when you're going to daven Maariv tonight, depends what kind of state of mind you'll be, I'm sure. But if you're going to daven Maariv tonight, when you say Noira, that's what you have to have in mind. How come the goyim don't get up and kill us? I guess something's stopping them. What? They're afraid. From who? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you see it? That's what it means. How do you reach this brainstorm? As a result of Purim. So Purim trained us to notice subtle points, which the Nevi'im did not necessarily notice. Since Purim represents the switch from the Tkufa of Nisim to the not Nisim time, now you can daven. You cannot daven on Tchias HaNesim. You know why? Because you can't daven for a Nes. That's a rule in Tefillah. You may not daven for a Nes. But once Purim says, there's no more Nisim, from now on everything's Derech HaTeva. From now on everything is Seter. From now on everything's hidden. So from now on you could daven on anything. because from now on, you're not asking for Tchiyas HaMeisim.
Did Elisha daven for the word?
I don't know. It was Yoytz of Naklal. But I'll call upon him. Maybe he did. I don't know. I'm in Shibboleth. Okay. Okay. The boy says, let's conclude. V'yezikon le'eretz Yisrael b'nezeh. Eretz Yisrael represents the switch from the time of Nisim to the time of Teva. No more man, no more Anan, no more Esh, living a regular life. Purim is ringing the bell of Eretz Yisrael, saying, detect HaKadosh Baruch Hu and notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu on your day-to-day life, which is the life of Eretz Yisrael. V'yezikon le'eretz Yisrael b'nezeh, meaning, notice. If I would ask you, Rabbi Sai, when's the last time you noticed HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervening in your life? Tell me the last time you really said, oh, this is Bashar. We may have to scratch our head and say, I've got to think. But Purim says, it's every day. Yeah. Yeah, every day. Be a little sensitive to this point. Try to feel the texts. You know, we're into texting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly sending texting. Text. Kol hazman.
When you see all those rockets landing, nothing happens.
100%. That's a good example. The rockets that fall. I heard a Chacham Hillel said. They say in Eretz, always the rockets fall in open areas. He said, how many open areas are in Eretz Yisrael? There's no open areas in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a very extensive population. Just to notice everything, but your day-to-day life. To notice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not involved once in the blue moon. It's constant. It's day in, day out. That is the message of Purim. And that is the zikon of Eretz Yisrael b'nezeh. And that's the reason we don't, that American soldier didn't say hallel, even though he didn't have a Megillah. It's all the same reason. Purim is a train, is teaching us, notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the subtle way. You wake up in the morning, you walk, you go, don't take it for granted. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly sending us messages. Constantly. We just got to be a little bit more sensitive and alert to notice it. Rabbi said we should be Zeichem Yetz Hashem to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us constantly till we'll become the Pasuk Verul Kol Basar Yachdav, Yachdav Kipi Hashem Diber. Okay, we'll stop it. Go ahead.